Yep.
Go ahead and call the Cache Mosquito Abatement Board of Trustees meeting to order August 24th, 2023 at 7 PM. First roll, Joe Hanson representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, Admin Manager.
Richard Rigby, Manager.
Paul James Hiram.
Greg Taylor Minden.
Tom Davis Nibley.
David Motamalaga.
Craig Hidalgo Clarkston.
Kim Hatch Trenton.
Ned Simper Lewiston.
Don Sheffer Richmond.
Okay, thank you. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move we adopt the agenda.
Don Sheffer, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion, any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes from July 27th, 2023 meeting.
I'm Paul James, I move that we adopt the agenda as written, or the minutes. I almost doubled up the motion there.
Do I hear a second?
Ned Simper, second.
Motion and a second, any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Manager report.
Not a lot to report, we have sent down more mosquito pools than I have ever sent, and we started later in the season. We're up to, what did we say, 213, or 211, I think it's 211 that I...
No, 213.
That's right, 211 is what I started with when I did that.
Yep, 213.
So, what's weird is we're not getting calls from the public. I don't know if they just recognize that it's been a wet year and everything, but I know they're out there. The Newton trap had over 500 mosquitoes in it this last week, but this year we cannot get on top of them for some reason. We're fogging four nights a week. There's been some nights that we haven't been able to fog just because of the weather, but it's been a weird year, but we're going as well as we can. I've got one of my guys got a job with the school district, so he's going to be coming around here and there, and then the other three are working. But other than that,
no West Nile.
No, oh, thank you. No, as of Friday, we'll get another email tomorrow. I'm expecting it because Box Elder tested positive last week, and it usually kind of comes up that corridor and then hits us later. So if we don't, I'll be tickled pink with as much mosquitoes have gone through, but we haven't, no horses have been reported, and none of our traps have tested positive as of yet, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Our numbers
are down. So I have in my notebook that Jessica gave me that in July or August we appoint a budget committee that we meet that meets before the September meeting to put a tentative budget. I don't know what that entails, but this is our August meeting, so.
Usually me, Craig usually is on it.
Myself and
Kermit.
Kermit's usually on it.
And
Dave, weren't you usually on that?
Yeah.
I think we have a committee.
Okay.
And somebody else want to be on it?
I'll poke my head in if that's okay.
Okay, so we'll just plan to meet before September's meeting at 6?
We usually meet at 6.
Okay.
What day is that?
Fourth Thursday.
We usually meet at 6 o'clock.
The fourth Thursday of September is the 28th.
what?
The 28th.
Oh, 28th, okay.
So we'll need to meet before then.
So you need to make sure that the this building's they're okay for us to meet an hour before.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all I have for that
so
portion.
So did we set a date? Is you going to come what date? Did we set a meeting, or are you just going to try to set one up?
So I'll check that this building, I figured we just meet right before our regular board meeting on the 4th. So
six,
September
right?
28th at 6.
All right. Gotcha.
That work?
Works for me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That was all you had, or?
Yeah, that's all I have for that portion.
Okay. Are you UAS the board of representative member?
So I got in the mail a paper to renew our UASD, the special district. Sorry, that's as big as I could get it. And as we were reading it, it says there's a member appointed as a board representative, an alternative board. And then I saw that it says date member and alternative were appointed by the district board. So I don't think we've ever actually appointed a member for the...
What all does that entail? Just being a contact? Or?
So kind of like what we have with the UMAA, the Utah Mosquito Abatement Association. I'm the representative from our district that goes to that. And UASD, which is the Utah Association of Special Districts.
Okay.
Usually when Terry was on, she would go to it. Once Debbie came, Debbie just did everything online. She didn't like going to the meetings and everything. And then Jessica just kind of hadn't really got her feet wet to be able to start if she wanted to go. So there is a board, there is a UASD meeting in November that Terry would go to each year.
She would do this online.
Yeah, and then Debbie would do it all online. But this just gives us we're part of the UASD already, but this gives an appointed, this kind of makes the paperwork for it.
And I have the convention information that just came to.
Yeah, and so Terry was probably the one appointed years ago to be that. So if we want to make Sierra do that same thing, and then an alternate could be me.
That would be great. I mean, does she have to be a board member, or can it just be an appointed person? A member of the board of representatives. This individual is authorized by the laws.
Each district has the right to appoint one member, so it doesn't say that has to be.
So I think that would be great if Sierra can do it myself.
Because you put their title there, so administrative manager would be the title of it. So
what do you think?
Well, that's just if she's supplying
another job
information.
This one doesn't look like it would be too much.
Does anybody else have an interest in it?
I wrote if somebody feeding cows.
Well, if you're an alternate member, you just have to go if Sierra couldn't.
Yeah.
This is not something that's required. It's just something we can do. Is that the way we read it?
Yeah, that's correct.
You can travel. Where's the hell?
Yeah, the convention's.
The convention's
in
this one. This year it's in Layton at the Davis Conference Center.
Does it give an online option to Sierra?
I know Terry really liked it because it really that's where she learned all of her.
I think it'd be good for Sierra to be able to go.
Because online's good, but you just don't get the...
Would you be able to attend that, Sierra?
Yeah, in November. I'd have to take a newborn, but yeah.
AB in person once, and then you can decide from there.
That's true.
I mean, I move that we put Sierra as the representative for the UASD Board of Representatives, and Greg Taylor is the alternate.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Greg Kindoppel seconds that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Thanks.
Motion passes.
We should have put Kermit in there. He wasn't here. That's what he usually does.
Okay, budget and ordinance 22-01.
Matt said he was going to be here. He called me at 4. I can't remember. So apparently he works in Arizona throughout the week. And he just kept getting delayed. And he said the last delay put him in Salt Lake at 5:30.
He missed last month too.
Yeah. So I was really hoping he would be here to answer questions.
All that is he's fixing that one ordinance we had.
Yeah.
So that we can table that.
Okay.
All he's doing is cleaning up that ordinance that we passed, making it clear for everybody. But it doesn't change the detail that we already agreed upon.
So we're going to move that to the next month?
Move to table. Move it.
I move that we table it.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to table it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve bills.
All right. So I printed off the paper that has all of this off. You have your snapshot of, I'm missing a P in there, of the whole budget and of what our savings and checking are. So we got our personnel, and then our maintenance. We got some larvicide supplies. The surveillance supplies is for the vials that we sent down to Salt Lake. Our fuel, operation site, just the normal office equipment of Comcast, QuickBooks. Our instant ink for my printer, we had a credit, and we've now gone through the credit, so that's where that has come in. And then phones, and then traveling and training for the manager's meeting from last month, or the middle of this month.
That instant ink's a dang good deal. That instant ink's a pretty dang good deal.
It is.
Because I need to get some for my printer.
Yeah.
That maintenance, that $630 of that, one of our, it's called an APIM. It's a module that goes right behind the screen that shows your navigation unit and everything that went out. The Wilson motor, and it wasn't covered under warranty. Wilson wanted $1,200 to fix it, of course, and I was able to find it online from a dealer online for $600, and it took Brendan 20 minutes to put it in, and that online was able to take the VIN number and
program
it. Thank you. These simple words. Today was the first day of school, and I have fried. They were able to take that VIN, program it, and Ren took the whole console off, put it back in, and it was done in 20 minutes. So it cost me, with his half hour labor, a lot less than $1,200. So that's what that was for. And the other stuff's just other maintenance stuff. Uh, That surveillance supplies, that's half of the, no, that wasn't half, that was only...
That was July's.
That was just July's, which was, I'll tell you. $86 vials. So that $1,290 is just 86 vials, and we just sent 213 down. We've got the budget in our surveillance. We've got $6,000 in there, but it just, I don't know.
I wonder, is everywhere sending a lot?
Yeah, the whole state is. When I get on my, the managers, they talked about it at our managers meeting for in August. They said that their Tarsalis numbers are a lot greater than they've seen them in years. But yeah, the whole state, for some reason this year, just kind of was the good year for mosquito breeding. And none of us can get on top of them. Even the ones with the $1 million budgets, they're having a hard time. So.
But now you could with all the water and high grass and
yeah,
tall grass, wet grass all the time.
You know what's kind of ironic though, Craig, is every time I bring up mosquitoes, nobody complains about the mosquitoes, but they all ask, is there anything you can do about the grasshoppers?
They're horrible,
of course.
It's too bad grasshoppers don't eat mosquitoes.
Right. But that's what everybody's worried about, is the grasshoppers. It's not even the mosquitoes that...
But aren't the grasshoppers eating foliage?
Yes.
I think it's...
Except for they are not eating morning glory. I wish the heck they would. So, yeah.
Do you know that?
I don't know of anything that's to their, the state or anybody's doing for grasshoppers, are they? I don't think there's anybody.
Really?
My chickens are fat.
They have fun too.
I don't think anybody around here, Franklin County, they're spraying, and Monksville, they're spraying.
For
grasshoppers.
Are they?
Southern Idaho's been declared a... Okay, back to the bills.
That's what I got for bills.
Craig Rigger, yeah, moving pay bills.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. any discussion?
I got the second name again.
Dave,
okay.
See you then. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Anything we need on the agenda for next month? Do you guys are late?
Are you
the budget?
Yeah, the budget.
Guys, did we ever think about doing a barbecue or anything? Did we do it already and I missed it? Wasn't invited?
We haven't done one this year.
Okay. Is Dave here? We need Dave here to be able to.
He's a steak guy.
If we can bring his steaks.
We will follow up on that. That one might be an October one because September will still be.
There a month
is
that
on the agenda?
Is there a month
also short?
Yeah. That we have to meet out there?
I was listening to
all the meetings are here, right? This, but we can change it to there. That'd be fine. And do what we did out there last time. That
put that
be
on the agenda, and we'll discuss it in September.
Yeah.
Okay. Good one for October.
That's what I figured.
Good question.
It's important. Another really quick question I should have asked in the manager's report is how the drone applications, how's that going?
Drone's going well. We hit a big field. We got a call from the gun range, and I just pulling up how many acres we've done. So I went out there on a Friday because they said they and we're getting inundated, so I went out there, and just to the north of the gun range is a little access road to the farmer's fields down there, and it was so bad down there that Sierra's oldest son, Daniel, goes, "Papa, there's a lot of mosquitoes," and that was just sitting in the truck looking out.
Mm.
And so we went, and there, apparently the Logan City sewer ponds are gone full that they're releasing, and so they're giving more water to the farmers is what I got told. I don't know if you've been told something different or... And so
there's a long story there.
Is there, but they're releasing, they're flooding a lot.
Logan City had to extend their permit because the new facility won't keep up.
Oh, did they?
So they had to start pumping water back in, and it wasn't set up for it.
And so that's where a lot of those mosquitoes, and so that next week we were able to go down and fly about 20 acres, actually about 14 acres, but we're up to about 160 acres this year with it, so it's been good, but just trying to keep everything, balance it between that and, you know, the big acreage. We almost need two more batteries, and so that's one of the things, and that's what I'll bring for the budget is the things that we need. So we'll probably need two more batteries. They both start with B's. Two more batteries, and then we can fly them a little bit longer. On top of that, a generator to keep it going, because that's our biggest hang up, is batteries.
How long do they last?
They last about 20 minutes is all.
20 minutes?
For the bigger drones.
Oh my God.
The small drones, they go 45 minutes, but you can go up there, buzz a thing in 10, 15 minutes and get it good. But the bigger drones that go out there and spread, they're only about 20 minutes.
Is it the price of the battery then? Is that
what? Yeah, the battery's about $1,600 a piece. I got four of them.
Mm-hmm. We just buy like an inverter bikes for our truck, so we'll be able to plug them into the truck.
We could.
Then you drive around with it all the time, and
you're right.
Don't have to fill up the generator, and you just use a new burner.
And so that's what Madison County up in Idaho has done, is they put an inverter. That is something I am not familiar with, so I would need some help with that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. He can replace the dashboard, he can put in an inverter.
That's probably true. To charge these, it's the generator's got to have the cold start at least 4,500.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It might be a little more than what it
That's right, because I actually bought an inverter thinking, oh, this would work. No, it didn't. It was about $300 inverter, and it didn't do anything, so. But, little things is that we go, a small trailer would almost be better than trying to fit that into the back of a truck with a fogger, but just being able to pull a small enclosed trailer with the equipment, not a big one, just to
make the glass.
Yep, exactly. So little things like that I'm thinking about.
Are you trying to establish a regular route for it, or are you targeting problem areas right now?
Yes.
Don't you have a truck without a fogger in it?
Yeah, mine is using... What we've got now is the truck with the fogger. We're able to move the seat up, and that smaller one will fit in there. But as we get more equipment is what we're going to need. But yeah, he's able to fit everything in there right now with the seat moved up. And he's got a pretty good system on how everything is fit in there right now.
I'm just wondering about getting a shell for your truck and then just leave it in the back.
Yeah, and that might work too.
It's a lot easier than pulling the trailer around.
Yeah. If we were to, like, Salt Lake, they got a truck that has one of those beds that slide out too.
There's no mosquito anywhere you're talking about.
Did I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Figure you'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?